And welcome to another episode of the Airgun Geeks. This one is Bill and my son Brandon after the Midwestern Airgun Show. Bill, how you doing?
Man, I'll tell you what. I've had a fantastic show, but I am tired as all get out.
Oh, I hear you. And then loading the truck in this hot, sunny day. Not that I'm complaining, but we have a new person on here, and that's my son Brandon. Brandon, what did you think of your first airgun show?
Welcome, Brandon, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. It was interesting. A lot of characters walking around, a lot of interesting people. The raffle was very eventful. Thought we had some pretty interesting things on the table going around. Target Forge did fantastic today, as you know. Good products, good people.
Yeah, the table was very busy today.
Yeah, it was definitely nonstop from open to close.
Which was exciting.
It got more exciting at the close, I think.
Well, that's normal. It's like, is there deals? What's left? Oh, my God. And then you don't have everything. And then they're like, well, can I order? Well, of course you can. It was good. Yeah, we had I had a lot of people like, oh, you're Patrick? Yes, I'm Patrick. And, we listened to the podcast. It was so exciting. So I'm glad everyone came out and got to see Bill, who came in from California, and myself. It was very, very exciting. Very exciting. So, Bill, what do you think of Ohio?
Well, I have actually pretty deep roots into Ohio. I have an uncle who while he was still alive, the owner of an official pair of gold pants, which means that he played for Ohio State in their football program and beat Michigan. So that was a badge of honor for my family. But I had an interesting journey getting out here, but I got to say, I really liked this show. The show had a ton of really good energy, a lot of really fantastic people that showed their patronage at the Target Forge table. And we turned a lot of people on to really cool ways to present targets to airgunners. So I had a really, really good show. It was definitely pretty dicey. It was a big adventure getting out here. It was a big adventure getting product out here. I learned what not to do next time and how I can improve the logistics a little bit. But I have to say, I think this show went pretty well.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it was a good turnout. I don't know how many people, so you guys have to stay tuned on how many people showed up. But last year was 350, and I think we had a lot more than that. So, and just to let everyone know, this is extremely raw, this podcast. We're literally sitting in my Toyota Tacoma talking about the show in the shade with the air running. So this is how we do it. So walking around, I saw all types of very, very interesting air guns here. I saw prototype. Hopefully Eric, who's part of the Central Ohio Air Gunners, will show some pictures of his evolution of it, because it's very, very interesting and quite powerful too. All different brands. We had, of course, Baker Air Guns was here. You had... Oh, who was the other guy?
We had Donnie the Taco Man. We had Tyler Patner.
Yep.
I tried to spark a little rivalry over that whole, mega match that was supposed to happen a few months ago about the whole Springer thing. And I announced my displeasure that match of the Titans never happened. And how, as a fan, I really want to make sure that happens. So you guys can join me in guilting them into making that a priority this coming season. We want to see the Taco Man against Tyler Patner for the Springer Championship.
Definitely. Oh, and it wasn't it Tom from High Pressure Pneumatics was here out of Michigan?
Yep.
I saw him. Yep. He had a full table full of stuff, and he did very well and had lots of conversations.
And interestingly enough, while you're on that topic, he is going to be the newest shop that's going to be a stocking sales point for Target Forge product. He's got a whole bunch of stuff queued up, already paid for. He actually paid me cash before I left the show to have shipped to him. and we're going to work out a commercial deal with him and get him stocked with Target Forge products. So if you're anywhere near his store, by all means, go and see our Target Forge product and tell him that you're happy he's repping our brand.
Yeah, and it'd be a little bit cheaper shipping, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations there.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys can't hear that, but I hit the applause button. They're not wearing ear headsets. I'm the only goofy one looking here talking into the microphone headsets. But
yeah, we didn't want to join them in the dork parade.
So what else was going on? A lot of old style air guns here. From your grandpa's Red Ryder BB gun to the old pump BB guns, all sorts of stuff. People from all over the country showed up, besides Bill. I think you hold the farthest distance traveled.
Woohoo!
There's no door prize for that. But speaking of door prizes, did you win some stuff today?
I sure did.
What'd you get?
I got some Utah Air Guns swag. I got a Utah Air Guns hat. I got an Umarex hat. I got a shirt from Utah Air Guns, but sadly they sent an extra large, and that ship sailed for me in high school that I was going to get into an extra large shirt. So Patrick is now the new owner of my Utah Air Guns extra large t-shirt. But you know, there was another interesting transaction that happened as a result of this show, and I have lusted after an HW44 for a very long time. Like, since that gun came out and Steve talked about it on AEAC, I have wanted one of those pistols. And I could never justify the deep spend for that gun new. And this gun actually has a very storied history. It was Chad of the Air Gun Advisor, his YouTube channel. He was actually the seller of this gun, but it was Shooter 1721, Rick Ream, who actually shot his video on the HW44 with that same gun. So this gun has literally been through the YouTube ringer, and now it belongs to me, and I'm gonna give the pistol class of Hunter Field Target a ride with that gun and see how I do.
Well, you know, there's another thing about that, Bill, that I don't think you know.
What?
The new versions do not have a removable moderator.
Hmm.
Nor do they have that fancy hard case. They give you a nice top-grade cardboard box.
Oh, well, I'm glad I got this one.
I actually prefer this one. Protects it better, and, you know, you can shoot it. It's quite loud. Without the moderator on it. But that thing is a bit of a tech driver. So, and if you're hand pumping for those apocalyptic days when the power goes out, it's not a bad hand pump either.
You know, Patrick, I scoff at your idea of what the apocalypse means to my air gunning, because I just happen to have a GX compressor that is solar powered. So even if the lights go out tonight, I won't be hand pumping.
You walked right into that trap.
Yes, I did.
I appreciate that. That was a perfect lead into what you just... And definitely check those videos out on that GX compressor. And I will say, Bill's landed a pretty good agreement with having those parts, and that seems to be a pretty good go. So when you're out of warranty, give Target Forge a call.
Yeah, we had some pretty major movement on that front this week. It was a challenge coming up with a way to move money back and forth into China between business entities. It gets, you know, it's easier when you're an individual, but once you start, you know, with business trading and merchandising across that border, it gets to be really interesting. But I can say that we have gotten through that. We've wrung it out, and it works. And they are preparing my order. Actually, it's a holiday right now in China called Dragon Boat Race Day or something to that effect. And it celebrates a poet from several thousand years ago who was quite famous and storied in Chinese history. So it's a big festival over there. And the people I've been working with were like, well, we're going to get your order together, but we got to go do this holiday first. So we're gonna get that out of the way, and then we'll ship your stuff. So it is happening. It is very real, and very soon I will have parts on the Target Forge website for the GX line of compressors. And you know, understand that I can't warranty these parts because I don't control them being installed. So these are just this is a conveyance of convenience for owners of GX compressors to be able to buy these parts, because as far as I know, there's no other source for this stuff. So, you know, by all means, if you need seals, get seals. But since we're not controlling the installation of those seals, they're really, you know, unless you get a bad part out of the box or it's damaged or something like that, just understand that I don't have the bandwidth or the financial batteries to offer a lot of warranty extension or anything on these products. But that being said, these are brand new parts from the manufacturer of GX. GX is a brand. They don't manufacture these pumps. They are manufactured in China. I am dealing with that company directly. So you're getting first quality parts. They're not clones. They're not knockoffs. It's the real deal.
Cool. It's always good. Won't have it any other way.
Yep.
Nothing but the best. All right, so Brandon, this was your first air gun show. I could tell I came running out of words. And I know you walked around. So tell us your thoughts on everything, since this is a first-time experience for you.
Well, again, like you said, there was a lot of old-school stuff, from hand pumps to I didn't even know how you pumped it type stuff. There was a really cool table who had like original like Red Rider stuff, like still in the box, like that hadn't been opened yet. That was a pretty cool table. He had some pretty cool items. And then there was a lot of guns that looked straight out of sci-fi that kind of gave me some inspiration for writing. And it's some cool stuff that's around here, something that like looks like out of the future. It's pretty interesting, the comparison between how it started to what it looks like now. It's very interesting to be able to walk through those tables and see where the transition went.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Brandon, I have another question for you. There's a very clear delineation in the design of a lot of air guns. Some of them look very tactical and very, you know, tactical. Others look more traditional, you know, the regular normal Monte Carlo wooden stock. What catches your eye more? Is it more the tactical stuff, or is it more the traditional rifle stuff?
I'm a huge sci-fi guy, and I love it when something looks like it's out of this world. When it looks like it's completely different to what, like, an EDC would be, or a normal rifle that you would pick off the ground, or, you know, anything that you could look at a gun shop and see, those are cool. But when it looks like it came out of Star Wars or something, that's awesome. Like, there were some of those that I was like, man, that's like the next like Starship Troopers type stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
It looked really cool.
So, did you know that it was one of the Stormtroopers, and I think Han Solo, I think it was him, actually had an Air Force air gun Talon, and they were using it as a laser gun.
Han Solo was not a Stormtrooper.
No, the other guy. You know what, Chewbacca? Am I thinking of the
Chewbacca,
right guy?
Chewbacca, yeah. It's not a Stormtrooper. But
No.
That's a Wookiee.
There was a Stormtrooper that I saw. They were using air guns, and okay. It was actually the Air Force Talon. It was painted white. I'll point it out when we watch the movies again.
Okay.
And then Han Solo had one that he was shooting also, that he picked up. So something to look at, but you got to know what an Air Force Talon looks like. It's got the bottle on the end.
Yep.
So, but I don't think they go pew, pew, pew here in real life. So.
No. In fact, they're actually quite loud.
Yes.
They're obnoxiously loud.
Actually, I think I know exactly what you're talking about. Now, I was it on one of the tables? Did you see one here?
There were talons.
There were talon pieces.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I know exactly what you're talking about then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they definitely tick the box for that futuristic sci-fi kind of look. They absolutely do that.
It's definitely an out of this world type thing.
All right. So Brandon, now the ultimate question for the Star Wars fan in you.
The ultimate answer.
Who fired first?
Oh, you know, That's up to debate.
Oh, I knew this was going to grind him to a halt.
Yeah. But the who fired first, Han shot first.
Okay. All right. I accept your answer. And Admiral Akbar got the shaft. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, he called it. It was a trap.
Yep. Yep. We're in agreement.
It's one of those things where you kind of got to listen to your own advice every once in a while.
All right. So what else did you see around? Anything?
Bueller.
Brandon, you back there?
We had the owl.
Oh,
that's what I was hoping you would go to. Oh, and it took you a minute because you're a schmitz.
Well,
but
I thought,
that's okay.
I didn't think that I was being talked to here. Because, you know, we're in a truck. And so being able to look at me and give me directions, it's a little.
So there we go. I moved my mirror. There we go.
Now I get to see your Mickey Mouse ears.
So the owl. All right. What type of owl was it? Do you remember?
Something that I don't remember.
It's a Eurasian Iron Eagle owl. And Joe Dorian, the owner of the Ohio School of Falconry.
Who's an awesome guy, by
who's
the way.
Who's an really awesome guy. And has lots of really good jokes, wink, wink. Decided and offered to donate the time of Henson, the Eurasian Iron Eagle Owl, and the patrons, the customers, the guests who came to the Airgun Show got... donated $10 to the Airgun Geeks podcast. Thank you, everyone. And
I think I still owe you $10.
No, it's all good. And they got to put the glove on and hold him and we took tons of pictures, and it was like the talk of the town.
I got to hold him, and I'll tell you what, that was definitely one of the highlights of today for me. I've never been up that close to a large raptor like that, and it was absolutely an amazing experience.
Yeah, he was looking all over the place. It was pretty cool. So, I think we hear. What's that, Brandon? Just talk. It's okay.
I have pictures with the owl. You can probably see over on the Facebook.
Yeah. We'll definitely get your pictures and put it up there on the Facebook page. So this is the first time Brandon's on the podcast. Brandon, whatever's on your mind, just throw it out there.
Yeah,
it's all good. It's all good. So.
These listeners aren't really picky.
No, they're not picky. No. So make sure you check out the Ohio School of Falconry. He is on Facebook. You can look him up. He's out of Columbus. Joe ends up going to schools and different types of events, the Boy Scouts here at the Aladdin Shrine Center for the Air Gun Show, all over the place, and just spreading the knowledge of birds of prey and conservation of them and how they work. It's pretty cool. So I almost spent all my money, Bill.
Oh my god.
So don't tell Bonnie, but I spent a little bit, but there was just so much stuff. I mean, good stuff, and for reasonable prices. Now, I could not say that when I go to a firearms gun show. Because there's a lot of stuff, and it's very expensive, and they don't want to budge on it. And it's like, oh. But, you know, there was some old stuff, you know, at the last, you know, firearm show. But this was actually enjoyable with all the craziness going on with the monies and whatnot in this country. And your average and new air gunner could afford stuff, which I found to be very nice. And actual negotiations going on.
Yep.
It was good. So
By the way, don't tell my wife I bought an HW44, and whatever you do, don't tell her what I paid for it.
No, I thought it was donated. So I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I'll go donated. With that. That's a great line. I love that.
Yeah.
Let's go with donated.
So let's see. I talked to so many different people. They were asking so many questions about the podcast. Where's it going? What's it doing? They were shocked to see Bill here.
What's a podcast?
What's a podcast? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I had to I would just say, we're a podcast. And people were like, what's a podcast? I'm like, so I just started asking, do you know what a podcast is? And they're like, no. So it's like radio, but on demand kind of thing. And they're like, oh. I'm like, well, the demographics at the show is a little older. It's what we like to call the BBC disease, born before computers kind of thing. But overall, it was good. They learned something, and then a lot of stickers went out, so a lot of people learned about us. I appreciate all the emails. I appreciate everyone, because we were just talking about this. Bill was messing. So did someone post about the air gun show on the Facebook page? Which, I'm like, there was like three or four people doing it. So it was funny. He was yanking the chain on everyone on that.
Yeah, I found it quite laughable that, you know, everyone who was remotely associated with this show all felt the desire to tell the Airgun Geeks about it. And it was just one post after another, each one more elaborate than the next, talking about the Midwest Airgun Show. And a big, big shout out to the Shriners for letting us use their facility. And it's absolutely spectacular. It is a first-rate venue for this kind of show, for sure.
Definitely, definitely. And speaking of the Facebook page, can you believe, I'm looking at it right now, 679 members.
Wow.
And we just celebrated 500 about four or five days ago.
Yeah.
And I have more people that I have to go through and approve.
You know, while you're on that topic, Patrick, I'd like to breach a sublet on that. If you're going to request access to the Facebook page and become one of the venerated Airgun Geeks, answer the questions.
Yes.
So that we know you're not a scammer or a bot, or, you know, we've got like 80 requests to join the group in the queue that we can't validate because you didn't bother to answer the questions. Now, it's possible that you are a bot and we just aren't going to let you in. But if you're real and you're a real living human being and you can type, by all means, answer the questions so we know that you're real and Patrick can do his amazing job of moderating that group.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm also excited to see what you put for answers. Only a couple people have caught that I've specifically used the wrong foul on the foul language part. So it's, well, you spelled it wrong. No, I didn't spell it wrong. I just want to see if you're reading it. And some people are like, get it, foul. You know, it was funny. And then the different air guns that people have. That's a whole other thing. I'm like, I've never heard of that one. So then I'm over here researching that. So, you know, thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks for sending Patrick down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I'm like, well, what's this one? Oh, that's only in that country. How do I get it here? You know, and then I got to learn about it. So it was exciting. Pyramid Air, they were here. So got to Ben Tyler Patner's ear about all sorts of stuff and all of his little helpers. I think they did pretty good over there.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was really enjoyable to see Tyler again. I hadn't seen him since the 2017 SHOT Show. So for me, it's been quite a long time. And my, how that young man has grown up.
His beard is a little bigger now.
Yeah, I'll say. Starting to look like Adam.
Well, surprising you say that. Bill, you haven't seen Adam in a while. He has actually shaved his beard very short.
What?
Yes.
No wonder he left the podcast. Yes,
it is maybe a finger or two deep. I'd say about a finger and a half deep now.
Wow.
But he's out enjoying life right now with his wonderful girlfriend and family.
That's awesome.
So, well-deserved, because he's worked very hard over the past year and a half at our main job and with the podcast. So,
you know, I did get to meet a gentleman today who claimed to have the finest beard in all of Field Target.
What?
Yes.
You are not talking about Ted.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And I have to say, I did compliment him on having an absolutely stunning beard. I know Sikhs who don't have beards that nice.
And his knowledge.
Yeah.
He's very knowledgeable, especially with the Hunter Field Target stuff. And air gun in general. He's been around. So, yeah, he is a plethora. So if you ever get a plethora of knowledge, is when I should finish that thought. So if you ever see him, you can definitely go to, he's pretty much at all of the Hunter Field Target competitions. And just check it out, you know. You can find it on the Facebook page. I'll make sure that that gets in there so it's updated and current. And
is he a competitive shooter? Is he competitive? Podium a lot?
Do you see the length of his beard?
Yeah.
He is very competitive.
That's...
Yes.
That's intriguing. So what you're saying, Patrick, is there's a connection between beard length and your ability to shoot field target. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, because he can read the wind better.
Yeah,
he can read it much better.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So I should grow my beard back out.
You might want to check with the wife. You got to start there.
She doesn't care.
Okay. Then, yeah, why not? Yeah. that's funny. So, all right. Any other crazy thing that we haven't touched on that you've experienced? Because you've come all the way from California, so.
Yep. So I flew out here through the graces of my wife, who was a retired Delta employee. And I flew non-rev, which, for those that don't know, that means you're looking for holes in the plane, like empty seats, to sit in and get from point A to point B. It sometimes can blow up on you, and you don't end up where you wanted to go, and you have to go back home. But this time, it worked fantastically. I got here. However, much of my product did not. And what was really interesting was I dropped off all three boxes at exactly the same time at a actual UPS center in Santa Cruz, California. And despite them all leaving the point of origin at the same time, the packages were delivered over three different days. And they were actually, two of the boxes were not going to be here until Monday. And I got on the phone, I got on the chats, like every way I could think of to try and reach UPS. And I pleaded with them. And Patrick has the transcript of a poor woman that had to chat with me at UPS. And it was definitely, I had to do it. It was like all the product that I had made for this show was in those boxes. I'm like, you're killing me, Smalls. You can't say, oh, well, it'll be here Monday. Don't worry about it. I'm like, I didn't just buy a new toaster, and I'm sad that I can't make toast today. I'm a small business, and I need this product to show my customer, and this show is one day. So UPS did answer the call, and they got at least all of my product here. And unfortunately, the base for my T-poster demo, which, you know, I have to say, whenever I put that T-poster demo in front of people, I sell a crap ton of T-posters. And Patrick was witness to that this weekend.
You even sold the display.
Yeah. there was a fella named Corky who came and was like, what are you doing with that display? I said, honestly, I was going to send it home with Patrick. And Patrick, who's in the middle of a move, probably doesn't want any more of my crap in the way of his move.
Yeah.
So this guy Corky's like, well, I'd kind of like to have it. So Corky was kind enough to buy that off of me and save me a crap ton of shipping. So
and me something else to move.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I don't want one. Don't get me wrong. I really need one. Yeah. I really need
one. But you need to get settled in your new digs.
Yes.
And have a little opportunity to get that set up and also take ownership of your new set of Target Forge range markers, which will be on the website in about 2 weeks. The only thing that's holding them up, I actually have the range markers all done. They're all printed, ready to go. But the manufacturer gave me some stakes to use to mount them.
Were they tasty?
Oh, they were terrible. They were terrible. They were these flimsy plastic rods. And I'm like, dude, this is crap. Target Forge is about quality products, not about some thin plastic spindly thing. It's going to blow around in the wind and be a distraction. So we've rebooted that effort, and now we're going to have all galvanized steel stakes for these signs. And the signs are marked in 10-yard increments. Patrick complained that we didn't do it in 5-yard increments.
Well.
But, you know, Patrick complains about a lot of stuff. But these are going to be solid, stable, rust-free options for marking out your home range or your club range. They're going to look great. They're going to handle the weather, and they're going to be inexpensive.
Sounds like a plan. I love them. That's why they look good. All right, Brandon, any final words that you want to tell the public from a brand new, virgin-eyed, beginning air gunner?
Fresh meat.
We're going to have to come to the show next year, and we'll see who can beat Bill's distance of California. Who can come the farthest distance to see us?
Yeah, that's an open challenge. I accept all comers.
Definitely, definitely.
But don't forget, I can fly to China and back, and it'll still be free. So I can still beat you. So don't tip me off that you're going to do that.
There it is. All right, well, I want to thank you all for taking time out of your day to listen to the three of us tell of our experiences here at the Eliot and Shrine Center at the 2022 Midwestern Air Gun Show. And make sure you check out all the pictures and make sure you make time next year. And like always, stay geeky.